Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Access Astrology. This is where three astrologers gather to talk about astrology in the week ahead. My name is Ann Ortley, and I'm an astrologer here in New York City and in Florida. Right now I'm in Florida, and I'm going to be joined, I believe, by my co-hosts, Mark Woltz and Heather Roan Robbins. Mark has, he's up in New Paltz, where there's been 11 inches of snow, and Heather, of course, is out in the wilds of Ronan, Montana. This week we are having Mercury square Neptune, which is part of the energy of the chaos, the confusion. There was an internet sighting of aliens in a mall in Miami. Of course, Florida's a very Neptune state, so of course the aliens came to Miami, and that was a Mercury-Neptune square. So we have a lot of energy around. Hi, Heather. So we have the aliens landing with Mercury square Neptune past three.
Perfect.
And then we have a new moon in Capricorn. So talk to us. What's going on in your world and tell us where you are these days?
Well, this is Heather Rowan Robbins, and I'm speaking to you tonight from a snowy Ronan, Montana. And the and I see Mark Woltz has joined us also. Mark? Is Mark there? Maybe not yet. But one of the things that I noticed with this Mercury-Neptune, I mean, we've had wacko things like planes blowing up panel out of the sky and that continuing really tricky movement, transportation left and right. And here, we've been having trouble with Blog Talk Radio for weeks and months, and this whole Mercury square Neptune, all three passes, and today is the last of this series. But I was on the phone and got kicked off and then came back on and got kicked off again, so I had to call in. It wasn't working. So we'll let you know, audience, if we switch podcasting services. We're thinking of it because this one's been difficult. Yeah.
It's been very, very badly behaved. And it said it dropped Mark, so we'll see if he comes back.
Yes.
So I could hear him kind of clicking and trying to get things to work. But, you know, it said, bye, Mark.
Right.
So he's off in a snowdrift in New Paltz. He looks like he just came back again. Okay, we'll try and get you back on, Mark.
Hello, Mark. Are you there?
Hello. Yes,
there
you are.
Yes.
Okay.
Calling
you were
from New York
City. In New Paltz.
Yeah.
Are you caught in a snowdrift, or are you in New York City?
Well, we're out of the snowdrift and back in the slush in New York.
In New York.
Yeah.
We had a beautiful snowfall in New Paltz. Mm-hmm. It was a foot of snow. And it comes through a lot.
Yeah.
The
pictures
you sent
were
beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah, one of those classic.
We were talking about how the Mercury Neptune square has really been complicating transportation and communication, as we saw your call got dropped and came back on. How was the transportation up there?
Well, it was pretty good as long as people were sensible, which most of them were. The first sensible thing is all the highway signs said avoid travel. So,
okay.
Everybody avoided travel and it made it easy for those who didn't. Doesn't always work that way.
A
lot of miscommunications.
Off, you know.
Airplanes falling apart underneath your seat, you know, it's not a good thing.
No. Now, that was kind of scary. They'd gotten two warnings, and they couldn't figure out what it was from, and then the door blows off. It's like, wow, you know? Yeah.
And they landed. I mean, I would say that, you know, the graciousness of this aspect, since Mercury's turned direct, it turned direct square Neptune, and it It's stayed, you know, it's been in this square Neptune energy field since between the holidays, or since actually since right after Thanksgiving when the first past happened. But I think of also that plane that landed in Japan that burst into flames because they hit another plane on the way in, but everybody got off okay. It was a beautiful drill. They got 400 and some people off that plane immediately. And, you know, it's a miracle. There is a hole blows in the side of the plane, and everybody gets down. One kid loses his shirt. One guy loses his phone, but they got the phone back. You know, it's and it's still working. You know, there's kind of a gentleness to that. Now, I'm hoping that's true when we do our communications, when we talk about things with one another, that, you know, I can hear it tonight when we're talking that it's hard to get the rhythm between us. And I've noticed that with a lot of other conversations, that it's just kind of knowing the normal flow is a little staccato, but the heart is still gentle and there. And I ask people to just keep that heart going. Thank goodness Venus is still in Sagittarius.
Well, the moon out of bounds in Sag makes people nice, you know, or at least direct.
Oh, that's wonderful.
But they're coming from a place of a Jupiter space, like, oh, okay, you know. So aliens in Miami? All right, that sounds interesting. You know, I had three people write me, what do I think about the aliens in Miami? I'm like, aliens in Mercury Neptune, man. So what are you going to do? But I think it's also Neptune, you know, it's like, what do you want to believe? You want to believe aliens? Okay, I'm good with that. You want to believe planes blow up? And they said the plane blew up at 17,000 feet. If it had been at flying distance at 35,000, it would have been catastrophic. They would all died. So, you know, there's a blessing with Neptune. Even the squares, they have a little blessing to them that says, ah, you know, it's okay. We're going to, you know, we're going to float you back down to Earth. So that's hopeful.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Neptune-Mercury connection makes us want to be deceived. It's kind of a like a magician's signal. Bring out the magician.
Right.
Because we want to be tricked. And we know it's our own minds that are tricking us.
Yeah.
And that's Neptune.
And it encourages a soft, you know, I mean, it's the snow blanketing. Everybody's posting all these pictures of how beautiful the snow is because it is Neptunian and it transforms the world.
Mm-hmm.
And you see the world through the glitz of Neptune, you know, frozen water, you know, all the cell phone pictures and the, you know, gentle, fly into the light, you know, kind of energy. So that's all good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a,
and it's
we have
nice
a
to have this little, yeah, I was saying it's nice to have this time to dream and to kind of reorganize ourselves and what do we want to dream towards. Now, Mercury turns direct, is direct, but it's heading back into Capricorn. Mars is headed back into Capricorn. We're really cranking up the speed as this week goes on, and I think it kind of really intensifies on that new moon in Capricorn on Thursday when it's like, okay, it's time to roll. So to, you know, use this Neptunian time to remember what our dream was, what our vision was, what our imagination was for a painting or a thought or a project or our life or existence, and then start manifesting it, start making it happen because, you know, Mars exalted in Capricorn is a real engine. And if we have a place to go with it, it can be wonderful energy. If we don't, it can get kind of frustrating and sort of upset with life. So it's good to have, even, you know, I said, if you've got nothing else to do, clean a drawer. Just do one thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, decide you're going to drink a glass of water and drink it. Or decide you're going to rest and then rest. You know, but feeling that accomplishing goals is going to feel very important to our well-being this week.
And actually it's fairly easy because it's sextile to Saturn and trine to Jupiter. It's always nice to have Saturn and Jupiter connected to Mars.
It gives a softness. Yeah, it gives a softness to it. It helps it go in the flow energy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the new moon is at 22, I think it is. So it's a nice, you know, it's a new moon of, you know, the next few moons are all going to be at 20. So they're all working with COVID button, you know, the 22 cap. But they're also really working with a trine to Uranus or talking to Uranus, who will go direct. He's the only one still retrograde up there. And he goes direct at the end of the month. But they're all kind of talking to him and saying, hey, Uranus, what about this? What about these changes we've been talking about? Kind of getting us ready for that big conjunction that happens in April. Lots of good energy up in the sky about getting things done. And Mars is out of bounds, so it does give a lot of extra energy to do things, right? So that's also helpful, where we're really feeling like, wow, that's kind of that's interesting. It's out of bounds in Capricorn. How do we accomplish things? How do we organize things and help things move along? So I find that out of bounds Mars is very helpful.
That's good, because it helps us get past the restrictions we think of what we can and cannot do. Of course, what I've noticed with that out of bounds Mars is that, you know, not only good people feel that there are, you know, an out of bound Mars in Capricorn, which is highly efficient, can make very efficient bad guys or very efficient war or very efficient corporate takeovers. Because I think people's motivations are going to be really clarified between that new moon in Capricorn and then when there's the moon in Aries squaring the sun in Capricorn. It's a lot of willpower coming out into the world. So great for when we've got a good direction, but watch out for those that are just feeling pushy.
Because pushy is very strong right now too. I have a new cat. She's kind of old new. You know, I was talking about her last spring, but she wasn't far enough along to come home with me for the summer. So my cousin had, you know, my cousin works at a shelter and kind of raised her by hand because she was lost her mama and her siblings. But she's an Aries, Sun, Jupiter with a moon in Scorpio. So she and I, you know, because now everybody's gone. I have my house to myself again. And it's her and I working out the house rules. And, you know, my house, I pay the rent. She's welcome to live here. But, like, okay, I'm going to chew on the phone cord. Okay, I'm going to play, you know, because as a kitten, because she's only 10 months old, everything's a cat toy, right? So, but we're having these negotiations. And because she didn't have siblings, you know, kittens bite each other and work out biting is not fun. But, you know, I'm like, she's biting, you know, and I'm like, no bites. And she, you know, she knows. So we're having this negotiation, but I was watching her bound around the house today, and I'm thinking, God, Mars out of bounds is really, because she's a Mars cat, you know, because her sun and Jupiter and her moon are all answering to that out of bounds Mars. So it's an interesting little dynamic here with, you know, and she looks at me and I look at her and I go, yeah, you are smart, but you are really tough.
You are out of bounds.
You are out of bounds. Yeah. So, but it's all, you know, you see it in your own life, wherever it is, you know, what is out of bounds for you? What is calling you? And then of course we still are in Mercury retrograde shadow for a little bit more, and I've had a lot of people return from the past, you know, ghosts from my past I hadn't talked to, you know, can you give me a call? I'd like to chat with you. And I'm kind of like, okay, you know, it's like a list, you know, so it's that energy too, is making sure you talk to the people from your past and say, how you doing out there? What's going on? And after that new moon this week, I think we'll really feel, you know, like it's a good year for New Year's resolutions because they're going to stick because Mercury stopped on January 1st. But it also is, you know, like I'm already feeling like I need to pace myself a little better, you know, and, you know, like I'm already out of the dock like a rocket, you know. So interesting energy for sure. So all good. advice
Wonderful.
To clients? What are you guys saying to people about their decision making?
Rethink it after today.
Mm-hmm.
That all the decisions you've been thinking of are possibilities. I want you to, you know, to check it again as the week goes on. But get yourself ready to launch something good on Thursday, even if it's, you know, you just write about it a bit or you, you know, tell one other person that you've got something cooking. But, you know, take on a personal or professional project and take that on. I'm asking them to know that if there's misunderstandings in the house, to really slow it down because we are still very much in that retrograde field and
mm-hmm.
there's a good chance it's still based on a misunderstanding.
Mm-hmm.
Mark, what are
mm-hmm.
you talking about with people?
Yeah, a good way to understand this is do something together. That's the point, do something. So engage in an activity with people. You know,
mm-hmm.
if the communications are just not loosening up, try making something in the kitchen and then
yeah.
talk about it as you need the pepper, you know.
Mm-hmm. Do it sideways, do it tangentially.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's a head-butting situation. These things sliding in the same direction. So you just have to feel that direction.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's when words don't work, try doing something together that you don't have to kibitz about a lot. You don't have to agree on every little thing because that can be difficult. But work on a project together like cooking dinner or taking a walk or doing the laundry. And as you work, pace yourself together, then it becomes easier to work around those knots rather than
yeah.
get stuck. And what are you giving? What advice are you sharing?
I'm having a lot of people that are feeling at their last legs in situations like my
yeah.
last, you know, I don't have more, I can't do it, you know, kind of a, not an exhaustion, but a recognition of tiredness and wanting to put things down,
mm-hmm.
right? So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, if they've been chewing on it, it's like you've been chewing on this wad of gum for a very long time. You know, we've been
yeah.
working on some issues for months now, and I think
mm-hmm.
we're starting on a new chapter,
yep.
but it can be feel really exhausting, and it may be because it is time to put that down, take a break, come
yeah.
back.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, because people really do feel, you know, it's not in a bad way, but I had a friend who was going to come down and visit some, two friends of hers who live in the area who are older than us. She's my age.
Mm-hmm.
And she wrote me that, you know, I don't think I'm coming because I think they're both dying. One of them said to me, you know, have a nice life. I'm, you know, goodbye. I'm going to hang up now. And then the other mm-hmm. one got admitted into a hospital,
mm-hmm.
you know, and her husband had passed during the eclipses. So the other piece is when we get to the 15th of this month, Mars is triggering the eclipse degrees. So this is kind of a bringing things home. So right now my aunt, whose husband died of COVID, he had caught COVID and died over the month of November. He got diagnosed with it on November 7th. She's in the hospital with some lung stuff right now. So, and they were very,
grief
they were
and
very
lung
close.
Go together.
Yeah. They've been married, you know, they were married 50 years. I went out for their anniversary this September. And,
mm-hmm.
yeah, so, you know, so it is a time of people being really exhausted from either
right.
situations they've been living in for a while or situations that are about, you know, what that next direction is going to be. And so, you know, how do I'm just tired. And, of course, planets at the last degree, Pluto's at the last degree of Capricorn. So there's an element of exhaustion, but also an element of knowing, well, we still have ways to go. And I think that's the whole theme with this year is, like, you're exhausted, go to bed. And, you know, you're okay, do things, but pace yourself. You know, there's a lot of energy around asking people to pace themselves rather than being in a, you know, kind of a frenzy of go and get it done, you know, so.
And, you know, your point on the death. Yeah. The point, I lost a friend last week to COVID, too. She had ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease. And that's particularly dangerous with COVID. She had COVID and the flu. And I think, you know, she was a fiercely independent spirit that the ALS was really hard on, you know, to become more and more dependent. So I think going out with COVID was easier for her in a way than having drifted off because she was getting more and more dependent. But it was still, I think, very low energy at this time of the year in general. And Neptune is very permeable and can leave us feeling more permeable. You know, Mercury is our lungs. Neptune is making us more permeable. A lot of people are just having trouble with lung diseases at the moment or just a bad cold. And, you know, keeping it warm, keeping up your fire while we're at this low energy is helpful. There's going to be, I think, a real turn around January 19th when both the Sun and Pluto head into Aquarius at the same time.
Right.
You know, or
that'll
early Saturday. You know, early the 20th. Yeah. And, you know, I think that'll be a new beginning and that people can really, we'll start it on this new moon and then really feel like we can begin to see around the corner after the 20th.
And also recognizing that the energy of that permeability and the exhaustion of it, right now there's also very little air in the sky, not a lot of planets in air, no planets unless when the moon goes through, he's in there, but there's no air, which of course makes us, when you said the thing about the lung things, I thought, yeah, I know a lot of people that are having lung issues, and that's the lack of air,
Mercury square Neptune can just leave,
and Mercury square Neptune.
It can be water on the lungs, fluid, feeling, gunk, you know, and like just like the, you know, damage, traveling problems with water and liquids and things that flow. And beautiful dreams.
And beautiful dreams, and Mercury's in the sign of
I'm hearing amazing dream stories, you know, people who's like, I never dream, and I had this wild one the other day, I need to tell you. I think it's a natural part of the process now. But we can engage that actively. While we're in this fuzzy place, you know, dream the what-ifs, and not what if you won the lottery, but what if everything worked out, or what if you did have the talent to do that. You know,
I want to dream about the lottery, Heather. Don't take that dream away from me.
Oh, I'm not taking it away from you. I just said, you can win the lottery.
No, I
mean, you can go ahead and buy that ticket. I have nothing against that, but don't stop there. You know, I'd say take that dream and say, you know, sometimes that's the dream that lets you know what you really want. If I won the lottery, I'd travel. Okay, why don't you travel a little bit anyway? You know, or I won the travel. Well, maybe we need to work towards that.
Yeah, I hear you. So, Mr. Mark, when you talk to people, what are you saying to them about what they need to pay attention to?
Well, this week it's especially the Mars, Saturn, Jupiter, and using them well. It's picking an activity. It can be something big and... Or it can be something that you've had time to work with and then put it up on the shelf again. So take things off the shelf, see if they're ready to get another blast of energy. But this is a week to do something, start something, or restart that project.
Yeah, because I think that helps... It helps everything move forward.
Yeah.
Because we do need that inspiration, you know. You have snow on your balcony in New York? Do you have snow on your balcony in New York?
No, in the city, apparently it was mostly slush. It started with a little bit of snow and then it turned to rain. So I was glad we went upstate because we got the real deal.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But that's been happening in the city for a couple of years now. All the snow is north of the city and they just get rain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they said it had been something like 700 days since New York City had a real snow.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
And, you know, part of that's the changing weather system. We have only 50% of the snow that we normally do on the mountains here. And,
really?
Wow. Yeah. And we're hopefully it will snow a lot this month, but it's been a dry or slightly warm, so it's rained rather than snowed since we had a big snow in October, but it's rained since then. Part of that changing system of the world.
Right.
So it's going to be interesting when Pluto leaves Capricorn and goes into Aquarius. You know, the politics are right now so Pluto and Capricorn return, you know, that, I'm worried that Pluto goes back into Capricorn just in time for the election in the fall, because it really brought out some of the politics we thought we were beginning to step away from last spring. But let's see what happens when Pluto goes into Aquarius. I think it will begin to shift the political ground underneath us.
Yeah,
and hopefully in a good way.
There should be more of a sense of community with it and a deeper realization that we're all connected.
Right, that you can't,
Capricorn can be such a bully energy, but that doesn't happen.
Brings the dictators out of the woodwork. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it's good for structure and organization and foundational work. I mean, if you're going to use Pluto and Capricorn well, you'd rebuild the infrastructure in something. You know, you'd make sure the walls are sound, the bridges work, and, you know, the foundations are in place. It's going to be interesting to see what happens here. And I think, you know, that what we're seeing as far as the crowds coming in, they not only from South America, but they said that there were 31,000 Chinese citizens that came from mainland China to somewhere in Central America and then walked to America through Mexico and are waiting to try to get in across the border, you know, and have appealed to try to cross the border this year. Normally it's about 1,000 mainland Chinese. It was 31,000 this year. And, you know, looking at what does it mean to be a global citizen and what are we going to do with the crowds and the world's needs. You know, America has been so isolated for the last bit that it, you know, what it's not a matter of who do we take in, it's a matter of how do we help them want to stay in their own countries because it's not terrible there. And so it's going to be, I'll so many things coming up around that. You know, what does the populist vote look like? I'm hoping that they drop during Pluto and Aquarius that they drop the Electoral College, and that we have a vision for, you know, the American Constitution was written under Pluto and Aquarius, and I'm hoping I find that hopeful.
Yeah, because that could give us like a whole new way of looking at things. Yeah, which would be good. You know, we're due for a new vision. Yeah. Yeah. So, cool. The British lady is speaking that we're at the end. So Yeah, okay. So it's a good, interesting week, you know. I'm going to sign off here and go play with my little bratty kitten, who's very cute, but she's a bratty brat. Bratty brat. Huh? Yeah, she's a good girl, but she's kind of a very, you know, she goes where she wants to go, which I guess is a good thing, because I'm not in charge right now behind the computer, so if I get discontinued, it's her, right? So, but I'm going to sign off here from the turquoise desk in Florida, where it is currently 65.
And Heather Rowan Robbins saying, yeah, and Heather Rowan Robbins saying goodbye from Frosty, Montana. And Mark?
And Mark Waltz signing off from New York City saying thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week.
Yep.
Wonderful.
All right.
Take care,
guys.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.